Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Robin Falsgraf, the Director of Habitat for Humanity for Marion County, to discuss their year in review.
With the county's own housing shortage and the perpetual need for extra housing, you've been working harder than ever, it seems, this past year, haven't you?
Yes, actually, I think we may have beat the record that this affiliate ever had. Even in one point a few years ago when we did a major capacity build, I think we've passed that up this year.
And certainly you've been knocking yourselves out because you're not just rehabbing homes, you've physically transported homes from one place to another. And that was probably a difficult decision, but it seems to have worked out in the long run.
Yes, it has been a big learning experience, but it's been very good for us. And it has been very noticeable for us. Habitat often kind of just blends into the background, and moving the houses doesn't allow that. So we appreciate it. We're on number 4 in a year and a half.
And that is amazing and very essential, because a lot of Habitat chapters, they're in areas that have nothing but housing, and they don't get to do very much. You've been working overtime, and the real beneficiaries are the families that eventually move into these homes.
Yes, actually, we are very excited. We've had some wonderful families the last couple of years. We've been truly blessed both ways with those families we've been able to help.
Since the families are expected to directly contribute to the work on the job site in one fashion or another, probably getting them involved has probably worked at varying degrees. Some people might be a little reluctant. Others are happy to roll up their sleeves. But all of them realize the importance of paying back by getting in there and helping out.
Well, each family kind of has their different strengths. You know, some like the physical labor. They appreciate hanging heavy drywall, and they appreciate that. Other families contribute more in ways that are a little more skilled still, but painting and helping clean up the job site and those kind of things. They are required to do 100 hours in construction, so I dare say everyone leaves with more construction knowledge than they started with.
Some people aren't quite sure which end of a hammer to hold when they do something, and after some time on an actual job site, they come away with a little skill, with perhaps some skill they can use down the line.
Absolutely. And, you know, I found that myself. You know, I am not the most chosen volunteer on a job site by all means. But when I'm out there and I learn what it is to put a window in, or I think I've learned that I probably am quite more capable than I thought. So I hope that for them.
How many sites have you had this past year, and how many are you expecting in 2019?
By the end of this calendar year, we'll have 9 critical housing repairs, which is big for us because usually it's been just a couple. And that includes plumbing and windows and roofs. And we put a central air service in for an older couple, and we did furnace repair. So we've done those projects. And we will be 6 to 7 or more next year, and we're at 7 construction projects this year between the house moves and new construction.
And certainly there's no lessening of demand for housing. Have you had trouble raising volunteers besides the families that you have involved? Do you have enough people to actually work on the sites?
We have a great new volunteer coordinator, and she is awesome at not only getting people to try it, but people to come back. So we're doing very well with volunteers. Of course, we're always financially pushing to get more money. We don't want to borrow money to build these houses. We want to pay for cash. We are doing well, but we always encourage more people to volunteer because there is a job. Habitat has a job for everyone.
This past year, of course, you also have looked at the possibility of introducing a new program through the Correctional Center up in Newton.
Yeah.
And do you anticipate progress on that in the coming year?
Oh, I'm so excited about that program because it seems that interest in that program crosses every boundary. People that have nothing in common will believe in common that is a good program for our state. So, yes, I anticipate working towards that and lobbying to some of our elected officials that this is a program that we all win.
And the key there is that the prisoners who are up at the Newton Correctional Center, they'll get a chance to prefabricate the homes, have them ready to be moved, and have a useful skill for when they get out. And you've worked in the past with agencies that have helped prisoners and have found that if given a chance, some of them can use this to turn their lives around.
Oh, absolutely. When I worked in another nonprofit, I helped people that were coming out of prison. And it was a real lesson to me that they do not have a system that's set up for them to succeed. they struggle with finding housing. They struggle with finding employment. They owe money for restitution. And I think that this program, we can sell. This gentleman has a skill. It's worth trying him. He's been doing this for 5 years, 10 years, whatever. And he will add to your business. And that will help him make that transition, afford housing, have a job, have a purpose, and pay off those fines.
Thanks to Robin Falsgraf from Habitat for Humanity for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.